Why should you have an account on LinkedIn? For starters, an explanation of what it is. LinkedIn is a social networking site like Facebook, but it's designed mainly for people to share and exchange information and contacts relating to work rather than their personal life. Now, there are just two kinds of changes you can experience when it comes to your work life: the ones you initiate and the ones that happen to you. And for the most part, the ones that just happen to you are unpleasant surprises. That's why I recommend that everyone have an active account on LinkedIn and that you make some marginal effort to reach out to the people you know to create your own network of contacts on the site. A couple of minutes spent once every few weeks is plenty. It doesn't have to be a significant investment of time. But a little bit of time here and there when you already have a job can mean a lot of benefit if you suddenly find yourself without a job. The time to build your career network isn't when you're actively looking, it's when you don't need the help but can be helpful to others. That's because LinkedIn can be used to refer other people to job postings or to help share the word of new opportunities to people who might be open to changing paths. Even if you're self-employed like me, having a presence on LinkedIn can be very useful. Not only can you use it to help your friends find work by sharing references and job leads, but the site also serves as a reliable tool for checking other people's references, say if you're looking at making a deal with someone you've never worked with before. Moreover, as a free tool for building your own online reputation, it's the current gold standard. Now, the only constant in online services is change, so while LinkedIn may be hot today, it could easily be eclipsed by something new and better tomorrow. But since it's the current standard, it's worth at least a few minutes getting to know the site for anyone who's in the workplace today. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or visit us online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.